Right, we're coming upstairs now at the Connecticut Museum.
Doors open. Going down.
It's a big room with projections on the wall and all sorts of interesting looking installations. What should we have a look at first?
Let's have a look at this piece. This is Gavin Morris's AV arcade table.
Okay.
Which at first glance may seem extremely 80s. in its setup, and I think that's the idea.
It is basically an old 80s arcade table, isn't it?
Exactly. You know,
they put a TV set into the top of a kind of coffee table with some old-fashioned joysticks and push buttons on it, and the kind of thing you would have played Space Invaders on.
Yes, exactly. And playing this particular table is almost a similar thing. It's basically a VJing game. So it runs through a number of sequences.
Okay, we're pressing start now. Ooh. Sprung up to life.
So you can loop tracks, you can mute sounds, you can play clips over the top of other clips. So if I...
So you're pressing a button and that's making a nice little sample happen. Let me have a go. Nice.
Isn't it?
And I take my finger off and it stops. And whilst we're doing this, we're having video clips that go with the loops and the sounds come up on the arcade table screen. So we're not only hearing this fantastic music, but we're seeing marvellous visualisations to go with it. This is very exciting. Ooh, that's good.
Joystick triggers loops which are always in time. Move diagonally to trigger two at a time.
I like a bit of drum and bass myself, so that's working for me. Jungle Star 4. So this is my favourite one so far.
It is? Oh, excellent.
I don't want to leave this, but we're going to have to. So we'll move on. It's a perfectly good thing. We are at a plinth with a computer keyboard on it, some speakers, a mouse, and in front of us, projected on the wall, is a cartoon man who looks like a kind of, what would you say he looks like? He looks like kind of a cubist Homer Simpson.
Exactly. That's a very good way of describing him. I think they're kind of alien creatures.
Okay.
And this piece by Archangel is... they've been developing sound toys, so this is a mouse-based interactive kind of sound toy. So by using the mouse, you can move various things on the projection for these little aliens, which are kind of dancing to the beat of the music that you can hear. Visually and intelligent sound.
So this is making
I can make his head turn like that, you see.
What's going on now? He seems to have gone crazy.
He's having a bit of a spin out there.
The figure is spinning right around and dancing on the screen in front of us. Oh, he's back to normal again now. He still doesn't look happy.
Oh, he's doing that again.
Right, now we've come over to something very recognisable, a kind of iconic cultural thing, a Marshall guitar amp. But this one has been encased in a wooden frame, and I don't really know how to describe all the other things. It's a bit sort of Heath Robinson, the frame. It's got lots of wires and components on it.
It's definitely a piece you need to explore. In the middle of this wooden frame that you described, you've got a very extremely fast-moving disc here.
Oh, yes. That's what that humming sound is.
And at the top of here is the sensor, which reacts to the UV.
Right, so we've both got a
controller. You press the red button and you get an infrared signal right through here. And the idea is to shine your infrared through the prism, yeah, through the glass,
okay,
and
so
it will refract through
our infrared onto this the spinning perspex kind of thing. It's quite harsh. I'm not sure about that one. It scares me.
It's quite a scary noise, actually, isn't it?
So, this we're coming up to now, well, what to describe it? It's actually on a motion sensor, which is why it wasn't moving earlier. We've come closer to it, and it's all set off.
There's a big black kind of dais with loads of pieces on it, all of which seem to be made of Meccano, but Meccano that's been combined with everyday objects like scales and scissors and a teapot I can see there and a toothbrush. And they're all separate pieces, and they're all motorised, and as we approached, they've all sprung into life. The scissors are chopping, and, there's a violin bow, which is soaring. And everything's picking well, just getting close to the scissors so you can hear the mechanical snipping. It stopped as soon as I did that, of course. But it's like, that's like something appraising the hallucination. We've come and found lots of living household objects.
They come to life when you get near. It's amazing, really. They all kind of work in these kind of rhythms with each other. And I think what is actually quite fascinating is Shannon's cast on the wall creates this sort of crazy town.
it combines all of them because they're all quite open in the construction. The light shines through them, so they're beautiful silhouettes from them.
Yeah.
And all of those silhouettes are combined along the back wall. It's a fantastic, crazy, moving, spinning effect.
Okay, so Soundwaves at Connecticut continues until June the 29th, and you can find out more information at our website, which is www.connecticut-museum.org, and there's also a number of workshops, performances and talks in conjunction with the show, which run until the end of the show, so you should check those out on our website as well.
Brilliant.